This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Trump classified documents case not dismissed.
Motions Donald Trump was making were at this time premature.
Winter's grip on Colorado.
55-mile stretch of the interstate is shut down.
U.S. lawmaker calls for new election in Israel.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Former President Trump takes a break from the campaign trail, appearing in a Florida courtroom where his lawyers argued to dismiss his classified documents case. The judge said no go, it's premature, and is an issue to be decided during a jury trial. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The judge ruled very quickly and rejected both of Donald Trump's arguments to dismiss the majority of the counts in the classified documents case. And that is that the records were personal to him, and therefore he was authorized to remove them from the White House and take them to Mar-a-Lago, and that the Espionage Act should not apply to a president.
1,200 miles north, more Trump lawyers are asking for a 90-day delay or the dismissal of charges in the Manhattan hush money case. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says the request appears to be about paperwork.
The district attorney has said, even though he thinks this delay is largely of Trump's making, and you can hear the kind of anger in the district attorney's statements here, that they would not be opposed to a 30-day delay to ensure that everybody has time to look over these documents.
Oh, it makes for great sledding. But the snow hitting portions of Colorado is the wet, heavy stuff, closing schools, knocking out power to thousands, and causing flight cancellations. Some areas already have 3 feet of snow. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Golden, Colorado.
This is a lot of snow to dump on one community at once. We haven't had a snowfall like this year, or if you go back to 2021, that's the only time that we've had a big snowfall like this in Denver.
Hail slams parts of Kansas and Missouri, and a tornado has been reported in Kentucky's Gallatin and Trimble counties. With no let-up in the Israel-Hamas war, a call for a new election in Israel. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in the U.S., says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has bowed to the demands of extremists.
I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. At a time when so many Israelis have lost their confidence in the vision and direction of their government.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 138 points. Now this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In what is believed to be a first for any president or vice president, VP Kamala Harris visits an abortion clinic. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
I'm here at this health care clinic to uplift the work that is happening in Minnesota.
The administration is pushing to preserve abortion access and reproductive rights in the wake of the Supreme Court's overruling of Roe v. Wade.
How dare these elected leaders believe they are in a better position to tell women what they need, to tell women what is in their best interest.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Voters are now heading to the polls in Russia. That country's three-day presidential election comes as Moscow's war in Ukraine enters its third year. Voters will be casting their ballots at polling places across the country's 11 time zones, as well as in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says on CNBC he plans to make a play to buy TikTok by way of an investor group.
This should be owned by U.S. businesses. There's no way that the Chinese would ever let a U.S. company own something like this in China.
The Senate will now consider a bill that would ban the video app in the U.S. if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake. As Haitians try to leave the country amid gang violence, the U.S. withdraws non-essential personnel and word as a plan is moving forward to create a transitional presidential council. CBS's Christian Benavides at Haiti's border with the Dominican Republic.
We spoke to a couple who is from South Florida, and they split their time between Florida and Cap Haitian. They've done that for the past 49 years. They say that this is the worst in terms of instability that they've seen in their entire time living there.
The violence, the guns, it's the worst it's ever been.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The British Airways Concorde supersonic jet, decommissioned in 2002, undergoes a sprucing up. Odyssey New York reporter Marla Diamond.
A gorgeous day to welcome back the needle-nose supersonic, gleaming with a new coat of white paint.
See, it's unbelievable. I don't think I've ever seen it look so good.
Leslie Scott piloted this British Airways plane, which he said was a stunning aviation achievement.
It was like Europe's moonshot.
After 20 years on the pier, it was time for a facelift. Eric Bame is the Intrepid's curator of aviation.
We used to wash it multiple times a year to keep the salt water off of it, but it was a losing battle.
The jet will reopen to the public April 4th. Marla Diamond for CBS News, New York.
A verdict has been reached in the involuntary manslaughter trial of James Crumley, father of the Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumley. Crumley faces four counts of involuntary manslaughter, verdict not announced yet. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for March 14, 2024. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House, Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.